Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. Happy Thursday, everyone. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson, and together we are P4P Real Talk. Hope you guys have been having a fantastic week, and if you don't have your Christmas shopping done, you've got literally about 7 more days, and if you're anything like
one
me,
weekend.
I will 1 weekend and some weeknights, and I will probably be shopping next Thursday, Christmas Eve. So, hey, I used to be one of those where I had my shopping done by Thanksgiving religiously, and now it's... I don't know. I've totally lost ground on that front. Do you have all your holiday shopping done, Kalen?
Heck no. I'm a guy.
Well, that's your excuse. I'm still looking for mine. But I cannot believe that the Christmas holiday season is upon us. Next thing we know it, New Year's is going to be here. 2015 has been a whirlwind, but I definitely think that it has been an awesome year, definitely been a banner year for P4P Muscle. A lot of great stuff going on there, one of which is the show you're listening to tonight. But we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But Kalen and I have been looking back over the year through the eyes of P4P Muscle and P4P Real Talk, and it's just been amazing, a lot of the things that have been going on. And I have a habit of taking over and not letting Kalen speak, so I'm going to let him key up when we're getting started. But tonight we want to take a look at just the highlights of what's been going on with P4P Muscle, and you know, some of the great things that have been going on with P4P Real Talk as well. So with that, Kalen, why don't you kick us off with some of the great things that have been going on for P4P this year?
Well, you know, JV and Joe and Chad had all had this idea, and it was very akin to what I was doing with Midwest Muscle. And, you know, just getting out on the blog, radio airwaves, and, you know, it was something I wasn't sure I could do. Even though I've done Midwest Muscle, it was just, you know, to be basically, you got to be an open person, which helps, and you also have to really want to help the people that you're speaking to. And you know, on a good day, anybody can do that, but on the bad days, like when you're prepping or when you're getting ready for something, you don't know, and there's always doubt. There's always doubt. As competitors, we're always pushing ourselves because we're always doubting if we've done enough, and that translates basically in all aspects of our lives, whether we accept that or not. So to have that, you know, put out there, and JB was saying this is going to happen. So, you know, it's not like it's a wish list and where they might come. No, it's going to happen. So when we started out, you know, I was nervous, and it was different, and it was a lot of fun. And the thing that I didn't understand, and I'm sure you understand this too now, Des, is that the time flies by so fast. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. So And when all was said and done, I wanted to do more of it. But it's like, you know, it's when you start doing it, there's things that you realize that you'll miss or you just don't see. And that's where, you know, it was so important to have a co-host, because it can't be, you know, as creative as one person might be, that's wonderful. But when you have minds that can get together and cover aspects from both sides, it's a blessing. And I know that things that are successful are blessings for everybody that's involved. And I just knew that it would be so much better. And believe it or not, you know, the listeners really jumped on when they understood that it's not just some guy trying to push his ideas, beliefs, whatever. It was just real natural competitors, bodybuilders, nutritionists, dietitians, coaches. When they could understand that it wasn't one person, it was basically the natural community, that changed everything.
Indeed. So to take a step back, just for our listeners who may not be familiar, so Kaylin has basically given us a breakdown and an overview of P4P Grill Talk, which was the first podcast that P4P Muscle kicked off in 2015. And in fact, it just started in May of this year. And since then, and I'm going to let Kaylin give you some numbers around this, but it has really grown. And not only has P4P Real Talk grown, but P4P Muscle itself has grown its podcast presence, and this year has introduced two other podcasts. We have Fit Talk with Melinda Spencer, who covers everything from bikini to figure to CrossFit and CSO. And then we also have Beyond Ultra with David the Hound Legit, and his show is based on his personal journey as a natural athlete and a lot of other sports out there outside of bodybuilding and the natural athletes that compete in those venues. And so from the platform where P4P is really wanting to support the natural community, they have put their media arm into play. And they're really starting to make a buzz and make a stir with their podcast for all, you know, I won't say all, but several different audiences that are out there. And there's only more to come. So, Kaylin, jumping back to P4P Real Talk, tell us a little bit about kind of what the scene was like when you first got started with the podcast, because I joined you, oh, my gosh, I don't even know how long ago now. 4 months, maybe? Has it been that long? 5 months, maybe? Time flies when you're having fun. But how much has changed from when you started in May to where we are now as far as listenership and just the growth of the show?
Well, now, here's the funny thing. Like, when it first started out, there were people that had ideas and you know, people wanted to do certain parts, but I was like, no, I don't want a script. I don't want anything scripted. So there were a lot of people that were going to be on the show, but because we couldn't script it, they didn't want to do it because they felt they wouldn't know what to say. And I said, but that's not natural bodybuilding. You know, we're not – I mean, granted, we prep and do everything, but it's just certain things that have to happen. And because of that, it's – You got to find your footing. And so, you know, we started out with maybe one or two listeners as far as people that knew Midwest Muscle and were actually able to get the podcast going, because I, you know, at first I had trouble sharing the link and basically broadcasting it out there in a timely fashion. It was all kinds of speed bumps and potholes, and it was a work in progress. And then I would say the episode we did with Stephanie Casella was the one that really springboarded, because then people could match my voice to Midwest Muscle to Stephanie, and how, you know, when you start going to the different venues, people can start connecting the face and the names, but it just takes a minute. So basically when we were known and they realized that P4P wasn't selling supplements, they were basically allowing the natural competitors to be the natural competitors themselves. It wasn't basically P4P, you know, every time we got to do something, it's P4P this and P4P that. Sure, the name comes up because that's who we are, but it wasn't the paramount or the end-all be-all of the show. And when competitors were doing that, it really made a difference. And, you know, especially when we had the Natural Legends, it was everybody talking about everybody. And when we were talking about the other sponsors, that's when you're breaking the ice and people start understanding that you know, it's not an organization selling something. It's basically getting to know the natural community. And then the numbers just started growing and growing. And then, it, you know, pretty soon it's 10 listeners, and then it's 20. And then basically the archives started shooting up. And then when they realized we weren't just talking about, you know, who won this and who won that, but basically the background of how they can win in the first place. And, you know, the numbers just kept growing and growing. And pretty soon it was, what, 200-300 people that were listening. And then when the archives were starting to grow, that's when they could start going back. And then those numbers started growing. And there was one fellow in particular that really surprised me, because we had such small numbers when we first started, and that was JoJo Sison. And he's a motivational speaker. And when he was talking, he was so in depth. He's basically the guy that put me back together. He put Humpty Dumpty back together after the accident. And he's a motivational speaker, but he also works with NASA, and he's a physical therapist. But he basically works with all kinds of people that have been through all kinds of traumatic situations. And then those numbers started spiking, and that's when I realized we had something special.
And we do. And at this point, like you said, we are averaging, you know, about 200-300 listeners a show. And that doesn't account for the people that come back and listen to the show after it's been archived. So for any of you who are new to P4P Muscle or just started listening to Real Talk, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Real Talk, and you'll see the full archive of interviews that we've had since the podcast started. And we've been talking to a lot of great athletes out there, seasoned, brand new, but all of them with wonderful perspective, a lot of great advice, very motivational. I encourage you to definitely get out there and take a listen.
Yes, and another thing was, you know, like with the P4P family being so large that, you know, it was, we had a base to begin with. So it really, I mean, JB and Joe really thought of everything when they thought about putting this together. It wasn't a half-butted idea with the hopes of becoming something special. It was already something special with the hopes of becoming bigger. And, you know, when you have that kind of foundation, you got something to stand on, and the fear, the worry, and the doubt aren't there. You know, it's basically just, how do we improve on it? I mean, when you came on, that was basically your first thing. How do we improve on what we're already doing? And that's what they were already saying from the beginning. How do we improve this to where the competitors know they're number one? You know, and that's been there. You know, because you're on the inside, I'm on the inside. It's not BS. It's not a bunch of lip service. They're truly saying, we want the competitor to be number one, and they've done everything to make sure that we know it.
Mm-hmm. They have. And that's actually a great segue, because another highlight, and we are spending a little time on P4P Muscles tonight, guys, this is, I mean, if you aren't a sponsored athlete and you are wanting to head that way, or if you are a sponsored athlete and you just haven't had a chance to really be in tune with what P4P is doing for its athletes, you know, in the past, so this organization is only 2 years old, and in the past 2 years alone, they have put more than $10,000 in natural athletes' pockets. It may not seem a lot, but it's actually a pretty big deal as far as sponsors go. And what's really crazy about all of this is that several of those athletes who have benefited from this are not even P4P-sponsored athletes. They are just competing athletes that have won a P4P-sponsored prize, such as Best Poser or Best Routine, or have taken advantage of a money grab. P4P is known to just started this year take its tenth of what do they call it, Kalen? I can't even think of it right now, but I'm going to call it a tent where they're blowing dollars around in it, and you can get in it and try and grab as much cash as you'd like, or can, I should say. And then they also have money grabs for customers that buy products at shows, and they travel extensively. I mean, this year alone, they have been to 28 shows nationwide supporting natural bodybuilding. So they're definitely out there blazing trails and, you know, putting their money where their mouth is. And then on top of that, in supporting the natural athletes, because they do understand how expensive it is to be to compete as an athlete in any sport. And so, you know, they're like, even though it may be $200 here, $300 here, maybe $1,000 for this prize, it's not going to cover your whole expense for prepping, but what it does is it helps that athlete pay a bill somewhere. And that's, I mean, and that's what really makes them feel good about it.
Well, you figure it's groundbreaking because it was simply unheard of until they started doing it. This was not known in the natural community.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's why I'm saying it. I mean, it might not seem like, you know, a ton of money, but it is. It's a lot, and it's groundbreaking, and they are just looking to keep doing and keep building and carry this through even more. They have introduced in 2015 another highlight, part of our year in review, an app for athletes, and it's called the Sponsored App, and basically it's a technology that allows them to better track and instantly reward their sponsored athletes for their promotional activities, for winning competitions, for listening to podcasts like P4P Real Talk, and a lot more. So it makes it much easier for athletes to communicate with P4P Muscle and for them to reap the benefits for talking about an organization that they're already a significant part of. So that's something else that they just rolled out, and a lot of it just works through the smartphone. You download your app to your Droid or your iPhone, and you drag and drop pictures, or, you know, it's your record of, you know, the different activities that you have going on as an athlete, and then you get points for it, which turns into money that you can use for competition registrations, you know, tanning, all of that good kind of stuff, which makes competing a whole lot easier.
Amen to that.
So that's just another awesome thing that they have going on out there. So if you guys aren't aware, check out p4pmuscle.com. All the information is out there. If you're interested in becoming a sponsored athlete, which they have over 400 of them right now, again, check out p4pmuscle.com and, you know, find out for yourself what you need to do and get going on that. So with that, one of the things that Kaylin and I have been working on for our year in review here with related to P4P Real Talk is we have our top 10 list of the programs that you guys liked the best. And so we've taken a look over the year of all of the interviews that we've had, all of the segments, and based on listenership and downloads, we compiled our top 10 list. And I'm not sure if we're going to get through all of this today. So if we don't, we're definitely going to have a year in review part two that'll come up probably after the holidays or maybe before, depending on how sassy we're feeling. But anyway, with that being said, I want to go ahead and start the countdown. And our number 10 was our interview with Ethan Smorenborg. And I'm not sure if you guys remember Ethan, but he was back in, I want to say, October of this year, when we interviewed him, and just a humble, just a really great guy. He's from the South, and you can tell that from his accent, but an up-and-comer that's making a lot of waves in the natural bodybuilding community. If you Google him, you can find articles about him on bodybuilding.com, Flex Online, NPC News. He was the 2015 Universe Welterweight Bodybuilding Champion. He's also a personal trainer and a writer. And he had a big passion for functionality, mobility, and flexibility as a form of training. And one of the things that I remember about Ethan that he said, you know, is with whatever your goal is, every single rep, set, and press is leading you toward long-term success, he said, but definitely seek guidance. Nobody is above leadership, and he said, not even myself. So, you know, his best advice was, you know, whatever goal that you are working towards, you know, seek a coach or a mentor of some shape or form, and you're going to get where you're going a lot faster.
Yes.
It was also my first experience with a crazy caller, which I would say is a highlight for the year as well. I've had it happen to me a couple of times, but the interview with Ethan was the first. And
wow,
you
yeah.
listen to that program, it's still there.
Yes. I'm glad it stayed. I'm glad it stayed because they can see that it was a live call. It's not a bunch of BS. Because, you know, there's so much, there's so many things out there that aren't really true or factual. It's just made to look that way. You know, it's like the reality show that's not reality. It's scripted. You know, because I used to always ask, why does a reality show need writers?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, so I'm glad that the P4P Real Talk is really that.
Well, it was real and real special at that moment. But Ethan was definitely special, so do check him out. We get a lot of his background, how he got started. He talks more about functionality training or in mobility training. He talks about virtual training, and he has a lot of great tips for the new bodybuilder just coming in and getting started. So that was Ethan Swornborg at number 10. At number 9, we have another up-and-comer, Miguel de Dios. And he is the creator of Mind of Mad, which is a blog that he developed to help inspire and motivate like-minded individuals in achieving their own personal fitness goals. And within his blog, he documents his journey into the natural bodybuilding world and everything before a show, during a show, after a show, recipes. He gives his review of different gyms, so everything from soup to nuts for the beginning bodybuilder, and I would say also the intermediate bodybuilder as well. Just very motivational, and he just wanting to be a resource out there for anyone who's coming into the sport. And Kaylin, you remember Miguel because you were both in the Titan Classic together.
Yes.
This year.
And mad love and mad respect for the gentleman for just the way he brought his woman into the interview and just wanted everyone to know that all that he was through the support that he had. And to me, that says so much about a man or a woman that takes that time at the highlight of their moment where, you know, most of the time, you know, you see in sports and especially with the paid athletes where they're jumping up and down and it's me, me, me. And this fella didn't think that at all during that whole interview. He's basically trying to coax his woman into the interview so she could share in that moment.
Yeah, and that is special. That is special. So, Miguel, another great one to take a look at.
Yes.
Number eight was another popular show. It's been a popular topic all throughout the year. In 2015, it was Real Talk about being natural. And our very own Kaylin has much to say on this topic.
Yes. This was someone that had basically made a mistake, and you start to realize that they're making the mistake of their natural career because you're talking 7 years to even be considered a competitor in that organization or any natural organization. And it was very frustrating, and it was just a statement that had been made to that person where, you know, maybe you can get cleaned out before the show. And it infuriated me. And I said, you know, I'm just going to, we're going to do some real talk and we're going to talk about this. And I just don't understand the mindset of anyone that would go into a natural show cheating with the intent of winning. I mean, I said, that's an oxymoron. You're cheating to win. You've already lost.
Yep.
And the fact that anyone would think that, you know, because I'm passing a test or a poly makes me natural, I said, then you really don't have the concept of what natural really is, because natural is your life. When I go to the gym, it's not basically working out. I'm going as a natural person to the gym. It's not about going to work as a natural. I mean, it's something that you do in all parts of your life, and it's just amazing how it just, I don't know how we slipped mentally, or the mindset just drifted away from what basically being a natural is, and that's basically your whole life. Is a lifestyle of what you choose to do with your health, mind, and spirit.
And I couldn't say it better. So it's, and this is something that you're going to hear us talk about as an ongoing theme throughout our time on P4P Real Talk, because we about the natural athletes. So it's going to be there. And there are some out there that feel that we're a little bit too outspoken on the topic. But if it's real, it's real. What can we say?
Exactly.
Make no apologies for that. So that was number... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, JB and Joe feel exactly the same way, or more, about, you know, how we feel about this and address it. And I'm not attacking anybody. I just say I don't want that moment to be taken away from the winner because someone cheated and then they get caught, like, you know, what happened with Brooke Wilkerling, where he did not get his first place trophy. It was sent later to him, but, you know, as a competitor, no one wants to win that way. When you think about what happened with Vicky, where she, the biggest show in the DFAC, the world, and she gets second. And then it turns out that, no, she got first because someone that didn't pass the test. Now, it sounds great that they got caught, but I'm thinking, why would the cheater even want to be out there taking that moment away from somebody? I have no sympathy for people that way.
No, I mean, it's a very serious deal, and everyone should definitely think twice about that, for sure. So be rest assured that you'll probably hear more of this, about this going on, because it's something that more people are getting caught all the time. So it's not a trend that, unfortunately, is going away. But
right.
Hopefully, over time and with more education, we'll see less and less and less of that. And with that being said, tonight is a short show. Sorry, guys, it is. And we only made it to number 8 of our top 10, or actually number 7. We didn't get very far. So we're definitely going to have a part 2. So I hope you join us for the rest of the countdown. So we had number 10 with Ethan Schmorenborg, number 9 with Miguel de Dios, and then number 8 being your one of your favorite shows was Real Talk About Being Natural. So with that being said, though, you definitely want to log in on Tuesday, because Kaylin has an awesome guest who's coming on. We're going to have the individual who plays the voice of Jax on Mortal Kombat. If that's not kind of exciting, I don't know what is. So do tune in to us next Tuesday to listen to that. And then Thursday, of course, is Christmas Eve. So I was trying to talk Kalen into taking the night off, but he's not having it. So we're putting the choice up to you guys. If you want a show, we'll be here. If you're taking the night off, then we'll take the night off. So do message us, Midwest Muscle. Let us know what you prefer, and we will take it from there. So on behalf of P4P Muscle, Kalen, and myself, we want to wish you guys a very happy holiday season. We will be talking to you on Tuesday. You'll let us know if we'll be there on Thursday. And stay stress-free. Don't overeat. And if your body is a temple, then let's build it.